Now, in this next section here, you have the explanation from God for rejecting their religious acts. Why was God so difficult about this? Well, verses 4 through 7 now, and let me read these. He says, "Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high." Now, God explains why he cannot accept their fasting. You know, they thought that it gave them special acceptance with him. And actually, God had not commanded fasting at all. As we saw last time, he gave them 7 feast days. He gave them no fast days. And actually, their acts of worship, they were just acts of worship, a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And that is the condition largely of the church today. And I don't say it's the condition of your church. There are many wonderful churches, but by and large, they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Now listen to the Lord here in verse 5. "Is it such a fast that I've chosen?" God says, "I didn't pick out a fast day for you, a day for a man to afflict his soul. Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord?" God says, "I never asked for you to do that." That outward form, it doesn't reveal a condition of your heart at all. Now in verse 6, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke?" And friends, this is tremendous. This gets right down to the nitty-gritty. This gets right down where the rubber meets the road today. God says, now if you really want to fast, he says, let me tell you what you do. Instead of fasting and going around with a pious look, he says, let's stop your sinning. Stop your gossiping. Stop the things that you're doing that reveal the wickedness and the evil that's in your heart. And then start being honest in your dealings. Be truthful in what you have to say. Demonstrate in your conduct. And God says, I don't care about seeing sackcloth and ashes. I want to see your life. And I'd like to see, instead of a bunch of ashes on it, I'd like to see it all cleaned up and shining. May I say to you, the Lord gets right down to business, as you can see. And I think today he would stop many a church service and say, listen, let's cut this out. Why are you going through this form? You're not getting close to me. You're not pleasing me. And you're going right out from this place. You'll gossip. You've got bitterness in your heart. And you are not moral in your conduct. And you're living a loose life. And in all of that, you think you please me. God says, I want you to know you don't. And this is the reason I'm rejecting you. Now, will you notice? Verse 7, "Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out of thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh?" You see, they were turning their backs on the poor and needy. They even refused to show kindness and love to their own flesh and blood. Their religion was as cold as the north side of a tombstone in January. I tell you, they didn't have a heart for God. And when you got a heart for God, you'll have a heart for other folk. You'll want to be helpful to them and a blessing to them, friends. And you can't be hateful and be fundamental at the same time. All of this criticism today, all of the unloveliness today, it hurts the cause of Christ, and I think this has a tremendous message for us. God told his people in a day, God says, away with it. I don't want it. It's no good. You're just going through a form. You're playing church. You may be having a little fun at it, although I don't think you're having fun. I think it's become a burden to you, but you go through with it because you're trying to keep up a front before the world. God says, let's come clean. Let's demonstrate in our lives that we got reality. This is tremendous. Do you see now why this is not popular? You will never find today liberalism dealing with this part of the Bible. they like to go to the Sermon on the Mount, you see, and pick out a few little verses there, you know. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Well, that's great, but let's get things straightened out, too, by the way. Religion, it's a great cover-up today. I have a letter from a party, and I was going to read it, but I'm sure now I'm not going to read it. But it tells of the fact that they were in a home where there was a religious leader of that community, a man looked up to, and he encouraged the young people to drink. He told a boy, you're not a man until you can know how to handle your liquor. What kind of a man is that? And you can go through ritual all you want to, friends. God despises it. He says he does right here.